Hi, happy day. It's Anne with Coaching on the Go. I don't know how many of you have been involved with something that's traumatic. Very recently, I came out of a building that I do some work out a door that I normally don't go out of. And as I walked around the side of the building, I was held up by people walking really slowly, and I just felt, instead of passing them, that I would just step back and enjoy extra time. And as I got around the corner and increased my pace, a man came out of the area where I normally would be coming out of in the dark, and he asked me to call 911, and he had been severely attacked. And I was able to, I feel as though I was in the right place at the right time to be of service, because I'm capable of it. But the resulting images that I saw were extremely traumatic. And once the take charge energy of just helping and carrying through and completing, once those wore off, I was left with these images. And what I want to talk about here in this situation is, when you get the opportunity to be of service, let that be the energy that carries you forward, not all the energy surrounding the event. So I had these images that were in my mind, and you will too if you are in a situation and your mind wants to play and figure out, wants to come to terms with all of the things that are in it. So it starts working. And sometimes then you get your energy, your vibration, your focus gets deterred to this event versus focused on the things in the now moment. You are now hooked to the past in some way. And so I want to encourage you to find the most empowering meanings with why you're in a place. So I was directed out a different door. If I had been directed out the same door, I would have been involved in the situation that happened. I would have been right in the middle of it at that moment. So I got the opportunity to look at all of the empowering things, all the ways that I was directed, because I'm always paying attention to myself and my energy and what I'm getting communicated on. Then I was able to see that I was there, powerfully there, to support somebody who may not have been able to get where he is today without me being in that place. So I felt like I was divinely guided in divine timing to help. So that's empowering. And then I had the opportunity to meditate on it and to allow the energy that I have to come back to me and to be retained, and to visualize myself walking away from that traumatic experience with my energy intact and the energy of that experience being disconnected from me, one string at a time, until I'm walking clearly and freely. And then I had the opportunity to go back in my mind to different places where I still had energy that wasn't good, that was maybe my mind was still asking questions, and I got to dissipate that, kind of let it go into the ether, and it allowed myself to clear. So my coaching today is around recovering from something that isn't yours, something that you were there to help with, and letting the energy that's not yours dissipate so that you can continue moving forward with the energy of service and energy of undeniable grounded power that put you in that situation as a helper. I hope that helps some of you today. Sometimes we end up in some complicated situations and we wonder why. And sometimes it's because we are so powerful that we've been put there to serve. So have a beautiful day. I'd love to hear your comments on this, if this has been a powerfully positive idea, set of ideas for you. Push reply and say hello to me.